This goes to Dr. Sarvepalli, Sarvepalli, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, Martin, M like Mary, A-R-T-I-N like November. Date of birth is 9/21/1943. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Martin, who was seen in consultation on August 12th of 2025 for elevated creatinine levels, which have been going on for several months. And they have remained elevated, although they do fluctuate at this time. She does have a history of hypertension, congestive heart failure, COPD, and type 2 diabetes. She is feeling well today, and her weight is stable. Currently, she has no current complaints. She is oxygen dependent and chronically short of breath. She does bring the Inogen oxygen delivery system for on-demand oxygen to the clinic today, and she's running it on 2 liters to save the battery charge. She does not feel short of breath with using 2 liters. Most of the time she uses 3 liters, she reports. No chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. She does have chronic edema of the lower extremities without ulcerations and a history of rectal bleeding, but none currently. Medications, I want to highlight amiodarone, 200 milligram daily. Metolazone is 2.5 milligram, and she only uses that once a week. That's if the edema is very bad. She is on Lasix, 80 milligram a day, and potassium chloride is 10 mil equivalent, 4 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon when she takes 80 milligram of Lasix. Metoprolol is 12.5 milligram daily at bedtime. Magnesium oxide is 400 milligram daily. Valsartan is 40 milligram daily. She takes a very low dose of metformin. It's 250 milligram daily at bedtime. She's also on Synthroid, some Duo-Neb by nebulizer, baclofen, hydroxyzine, nitroglycerin if needed, but she does not use that too often, and calcium with vitamin D once a day. Physical exam, weight is 209 pounds. She does appear stable. She is wearing the nasal cannula oxygen. Pulse is 62 and regular today. Oxygen saturation 93% on 2 liters of nasal cannula oxygen. And blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 64. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension today. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular with very distant sounds. Abdomen obese, no palpable ascites, and 2+ edema feet and ankles bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done February 2nd, 2026. Creatinine is stable, 1.08. Estimated GFR is 51. Calcium 9.4, sodium is 141. Potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 33, albumin is 4.3, phosphorus 3.5, hemoglobin 14.4, normal platelets, and white count is 11,000. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked her to continue getting lab studies done every 3 months. 2, COPD and congestive heart failure, currently stable on the Lasix with the potassium, as well as once a week metolazone. 3, diabetic nephropathy, also stable on very low dose of metformin. 4, hypertension, currently at goal. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.